So how you settle in it? Have you decided this is what you want to do? I mean, is this life after?
Can't get away from it. I think that I just come to that conclusion, just can't get away from it. And I'm enjoying it, enjoying a new challenge and embracing it. And I'm loving it. We're back to the old scheme and back to new beginnings.
What can't you get away from?
The blue and white. I think it's just blue and white, period. That's all I know. And love it too much.
And you said this gets you back to your heydays. You guys are going back to the future with this defense.
Yeah, I like to think so. It's what I knew. My first 9 years, played under it, a lot of success, and a championship. And so, got a quarterback to build around again. And so, it's just, I feel like the stars are realigning for us.
Robert, I know you're really excited when the Colts drafted Toure.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like about him so much? How much potential does he have?
I don't think he knows how much potential he has. It's just like an untapped oil well with him. He has so much potential that it's kind of through the roof that I didn't know. And I'll be honest, I didn't know until I saw him in person. The sky's the limit for this kid. And I'm going to make him do it the right way, stay on course, because I see a lot of great things in him.
You got a lot of guys like that. Basham could be a guy who's going to emerge in this system. A lot of young kids that can.
Yeah. He took a big leap. A lot crisper from last year to this year. More professional, more mature, and he's hungry. He really wants it.
Hey, Rob, I remember when you retired, you said, no, I don't want to coach. I don't want to coach. What pushed you to the edge where you said, all right, I want to do it. I want to continue this. Was there something that happened?
Up until the point I decided a lot of guys are not being taught the right way. I was taught how to pass rush from John Tierling. He taught me the right way. And a lot of guys in the league were getting away from it. So that kind of motivated me to just kind of stick my toe in the water. And so I kind of liked it and just took the plunge. So, and it's what I do. I love it too much. And I'm here. What can I say? I lied. Deuce, whoop me, you know?
I mean, when you told your wife and stuff, I mean, cause, you know, players like, all right, I went to family time, spend that with wife and kids and stuff. What's she like, let's go do this, babe?
I had to set the mood. I had to take it to Root Chris, sit down, and then kind of hit her with the news. But no, it was a mutual decision. She's my rock, and we talked about it. It was a joint decision, and then from there, we took off with it.
What's the funnest part? I mean, we've seen you like during the stretching portions, where I mean, you kind of let a song come on, you kind of amp like you ready to go get the quarterback too. I mean, what's the funnest part about that?
Honestly, the funnest part is being able to talk trash now and not have to back it up. And make my guys have to back it up. So I have fun with them. They keep me young, and I just enjoy it all around.
Seeing Reggie out there? I mean, you tell
him.
Yeah,
man, that's everything right now.
Reggie,
yeah.
You know, forget this assistant. I mean, volunteer stuff.
When he stepped in the building, it was back. No, that's my brother right there. He's back, and so he's having fun, and so we just enjoying it.
This is home now, isn't it?
It is.
When did you decide that Indy was going to be home? You weren't going to go back?
A few years ago. So all my children were born here. I love it. So I'm comfortable. I love it here. So
the hours are a lot different, aren't they?
Yeah, man. So I'm getting used to it. I love it, but they are different. So, but it's all good though.
And that's one thing that Chris said, that you're doing, quality control work. You're making the cards. You're here early. You're here late. Just how was that adjustment for you of figuring out, this is really how long they're here?
Yeah, it gives a greater respect for coaches. You never really know how much they go through until you have to go through it. And so I have a great appreciation for them, and kind of went back and apologized to a couple of coaches, man, for kind of giving them headaches, because a lot of sleepless nights they go through.
It's easy to go out and do it and get the quarterback. You've shown you can do it. Is it hard to explain and teach guys how to do stuff that you've done your whole life?
That's the biggest hurdle. Our defense staff, they're teaching me how to coach, how to be a teacher. And so, I mean, I know, from the past experience as a player, but actually teaching other guys, that's something that they taught me. And so I'm just kind of soaking it up from them, and they're doing a great job. And I'm just trying to catch up with them.
You just can't say, just do what I did. You have to
No, because they didn't tell me. Well, Tierling, he just didn't. No, don't just do what I did. I'm going to show you. I'm going to prove to you. It's a process, step by step.
You ever find yourself being an OG and stuff, talking about, well, back in 2006, I did this, do that, when you're talking to these young kids?
I thought I was not going to do that, but I started doing it a lot sooner than I thought. With the kind of South Punks and Thundercats and all this old guy talk. So they look at me and I'm like, whatever. Shut up, old guy, you know, type of deal.
Do they know you? Do they respect you?
Yeah, it's mutual respect. They understand the body of work, and they know I respect them and want to teach them, and it's coming from a good place.
If they don't know you, I guess you could point them to your picture on the wall.
No need.
What stands out about the rookie, Ture from Rutgers?
Like I said earlier, he's an untapped oil well that I don't think he even knows the type of ceiling that he has, and it's my job to help him reach it along with our head D-line coach Mike Fair. He's a special talent, so we have to do it the right way.
You had everything. You had the physical tools. You had the intangibles. The drive. Do you see any of that out of the guys you have now?
Yeah, I'm surprised because our guys have embraced it. They accepted the challenge, and we have a lot. We have a nucleus that we can really build on, and I think the best kept secret.